let's get into the show.
How do I make the transition to justify employing staff to grow?
Scott Lawton, let me first give you a shout out, pest control business in Rockhampton. I took this question, I get asked it all the time. You know, it's like, how do you juggle that transition? I'm too busy for one, I'm not busy enough for two or something like that. And so I don't have the cash flow to make two and so forth. It's probably the number one question I get asked at every event, every seminar, every keynote, every Q&A. And so, you know, that's why I keep having to address it. Scott, I want to be the merchant of truth. Okay, you know, there's plenty of books out there that will tell you it's all easy. You know, you've only got to work 4 hours a week and you'll be a millionaire. And you know, you can start a business and then from there on, you're gonna, you know, spend the rest of your time at the beach. And it's absolute rubbish. I personally think that the biggest challenge in business, the hardest stage, the biggest pinch point, is to go from one to two people or two to three. That really early stage is the hardest point. You know, in fact, it's harder to go from single operator to one or two staff than it is to go from 100 staff to 200 staff. So you're right to ask the question. It's the toughest stage. But I also want to tell you, it's not going to be pretty. But this is a little bit about how it has to work. If you want to go through. See, that's the reason why most people don't. They get to this pinch point. The pain of the process pushes them back to just, you know, staying with whatever's, you know, mediocre. They just want to stay where they are. Let me tell you how it works. Okay, so you're going along right now. You're probably earning good money. Okay, but you're a single operator. You're probably, you know, 70 hours a week plus invoicing. So you're up to the eyeballs, but you're making more than you would if you ever, you know, worked in a job. Well, if you're going to put on a staff member, there's one of two options. Raise capital, okay, to pay for them, which means you can keep your cash flow, or you have to use your cash flow. There's no genie in a bottle that you can rub to solve this situation. You've either got to go and get a loan or access some capital from somewhere and fund the next lot of wages, or if you can't do that or you don't want to do that, then you have to fund it out of cash flow. Let's say you're going to fund it out of cash flow. Well, let me be totally honest with you. That money comes from you. It has to. So you're cruising along, you know, everyone's doing big hours, they're making good money. They usually have some lifestyle choices that they could go without. If you want to allocate, so you've got to give away your wages to the next person. There's no other way around it, which means that your living expenses have to come right down. So the way that you go from one person to two is you've basically got to take your life back to being creative with 2 minute noodles. If you can take your life back down to live on the bare minimum, you can afford to pay this person your wages, okay? And you're probably gonna have to do that for, and every business and industry would be different, but you might have to do that for a month before that person is actually producing you more money than they're costing. For some businesses, it's 3 days, and some businesses, 3 months. Somewhere in there, but you're gonna have to pay that person out of your own wages. But And then, so now you've got less money and you're basically paying them to come to work, okay? That pressure, the fact that that's not comfortable, needs to drive you to go back to marketing. So you go back to marketing, which means probably now you're working even more hours for a bit because you've got to be on the tools and now you've got to go and do marketing, okay? You go back to do marketing. You make sure that you ramp up the front end. Now what happens is they're busy because you gave them your work and you're busy again. So two of you are busy. Effectively, all you've done is now, you know, you've got another mouth to feed, but it's not costing you because you've replaced, you gave them your wages, the marketing kicks in, you then fill yourself up again, okay? So now two of you are running. But that's not a business, okay? So we've got to keep going. Then you're going to employ a third person, okay? The first person you put on, they've got to stay. Now you've got to go back to the same process. You've got to go back to living off 2 minute noodles and you can be creative. You can add corn one day and you can add a little bit of tinned chicken the other, but you've got to go back to 2 minute noodles and you've got to give your wages to the third person, okay? Then that pressure needs to push you to marketing to get the front end up, more AdWords, more Facebook, more referrals, so that three of you are now full. Okay? Now, at the point where three of you are full, the fourth person in doesn't require you to give away all of your income because you can take a little bit from person one, a little bit from person two and three, and pay person four. And that's how it gets easier over time. Okay? But there's a couple of traps to this. Firstly, people won't look at their expenses and live off beans and rice and give that person the money because of something about I deserve it or I'm a businessman or something like that, okay? Which is crazy. The only way to get it to work is that way. So it can fall over there. The second place this falls over is when we put on that second person and we give them our wages, the pressure doesn't drive us to go and do marketing. It drives us to go and have a soul can sit in a corner and then nothing happens, nothing grows. The minute you put somebody on, you've got to then go and do marketing to match. Then when that person's on and you're running, you put the next person on and you've got to go back to marketing, okay? So you're basically building a funnel, marketing at the front and management at the back, staff and capacity at the back. And you've always got to be jumping between those two. You can imagine, fast forward to your sixth or your seventh hire, you can fund that out of cash flow because you're making, 30% off the other five staff every week between what you're charging them out at, what you're paying them minus some business expenses. You're making 30% off those, that money can then go and go and go and it gets much, much easier. So Scott, in short, you've just got to do it. You've just got to pin back every bit of money that you spend and give them your wages for a while until they're up to speed and then go and do your marketing. Did you know that this show goes onto Facebook, it goes onto YouTube, it goes onto Instagram, it goes onto iTunes, and it goes onto LinkedIn? Do me a favor, would you? Tell more people about the show so that I can spread the message. Love ya. See ya.